Tonight I would like to offer to you how to love ourselves. Actually, people do love themselves, but maybe not on the right way to love themselves. And it is very important in Buddhist terms to share this loving kindness with everyone, whoever it is, and also to share this loving kindness to ourselves. It is very important. In Buddhism, we don't exclude ourselves because we're also included in it. So, in a sense, why do we need to give loving kindness to ourselves? Actually, we do. You may be surprised to hear this. You know, we, giving ourselves the clothes we want to wear, the food we want to eat, the drink we want to drink, the shoes we want to wear, the mobile phones, the cars, houses, etc. You know, what more can you do to yourself, isn't it? But there are deeper aspects of giving loving kindness to ourselves. Because poor us, you know, being a trick and corn and, you know, crying and miserable and this and that, you know, not knowing, not seeing, eyes are not open yet, you know. And as you do the meditation, you know, when I, you know, ask you to contemplate on this habitual, naturally, you know, roving mind, going here, going there, what do we see there, isn't it? And that we assume is our mind. But I suggested to you to look as a mind, not as our mind, because there's a distinction there, the natural, habitual mind roving around and going here, going there, you know, actually is, you know, not corresponding or, you know, in relation to our desires and wishes. Here we want to put this mind on the concentration point, keep it there calmly and peacefully, but the mind keeps going. So then the deeper part of it is, you know, if it's not our mind, then, you know, what is the mind? Because apparently it is not our mind because it's not corresponding to our desires and wishes. So it is a natural mind. Not only it's a natural mind and a wandering mind, you know, it is also a magician. You may be surprised to hear this. It is a magician. You know, it tricks you, it's con you, you know, make you shed tears, make your heart beat, and sit there miserable and unhappy, deeply hurt. Magician can do all these things to you and us, and we are believing, oh, my heart is beating, I'm in pain, I'm hurting, my tears are coming down, I'm suffering. Is it? Because we haven't seen it yet. In meditation, when we look at it, that natural mind that is going here, going there, it's not corresponding to our desires and wishes. And so, when we follow that natural, you know, mind, which enjoys all the, pleasures and this and that, without wisdom, you know, dive into it, you know, and then without hesitation, that mind that is going on like that. So when you actually look at it, poor us, being conned by this magician, this mind, and then we are going into things, making decisions, making commitments based on these desires and, wishes coming from this, you know, unwise and untrained habitual mind. Oh, that is tall, dark and handsome, that is so pretty, this lady. And then how suitable or not, you don't know. You dive into it. And the day you fall in love, you are, you know, so happy, isn't it? And the day you separate it and, you know, fall apart, walk each other's way, you don't walk very peacefully. All the bitterness, all these unpleasant things that follows coming from this mind, revenge and hatred and anger. You know, it's your anger. Go on, say it. It's your anger. Do it. It's your hurt. You know, hurt them back. So the magician mind is carrying us there, and we are there helpless, you know. yes, you know, we do it, you know, with anger, with bitterness, you know, all the indescribable things going between a couple that is, you know, falling apart with hatred and anger and things people do to each other. This magician, this mind is leading us there, and we are helpless victims. That's why we need to give loving kindness to ourselves, poor us, not seeing, not knowing, victim of this magician mind. And then we really think that is our decision, that is our actions and reactions. But there is no wisdom in it. Only when we look at it again and again and again, this is a mind that is like that, like a you know, a dry leaves, you know, they're a pile of dried leaves, and if you flick a match and then put it there, it surely will burn. But if it's just a wet, you know, after the rain, a pile of whatever, it doesn't easily get burned, isn't it? So when we can't see, and when we are absorbed in this me and mine, can't see the distinction between this natural process of the mind and our real desires and wishes, which come from this wisdom, not from unwise mind, from the wise mind, then it's totally different. You know, even though then we part, then we have this wisdom in it, mindfulness in it, and then knowing that mind, you know, calm and peaceful, we help what we can. Yeah, okay, fair enough, it, you know, didn't work out, that's okay, you know, now what you need, I'll help you, you know, we can still be friends. The wise mind comes like that, and the wise mind try to make and shape things to go that direction, to go that way. Not taken, you know, be, you know, punished by it. We are the makers and shapers, not takers and suffering. So when you come to see that, it changed from takers to the makers and shapers. We shape the situation with this wisdom, isn't it? Loving kindness need to put effort. It doesn't come just naturally like that, of course. There was this about nearly 30 years ago. It's a true story. This young little boy called David, on his birthday, he always wanted a BMX bike, you know. And then his parent bought him a BMX bike on his birthday. And he was so happy, like every other little boy, with the new BMX bikes, you know, riding around and, you know, really doing, trying to do all the tricks and this and that, you know. And there he found another three boys in a park where he was riding. And then what he saw was unbelievable. These three boys were kicking this rabbit like a football, kicking around this little rabbit. And David saw that, and he can't take it. He has this enormous loving kindness for this little rabbit. He doesn't want the little rabbit to suffer. So he picked up his courage, and he approached these three boys, and he said, you know, if you give me that rabbit, I'll give you my BMX bike. And so they agreed, and gave him their, you know, rabbit. And so he gave the BMX bikes away. And, you know, and then, you know, he brought the rabbit home, and then he, you know, probably nurse him and, you know, look after the rabbit or send him to the vet or whatever. And that story came out in the West Australian newspaper. And then the next day, there were people calling, you know, offering him BMX bikes, isn't it? If you look at this story, you know, he really liked that bike. You know, he always wanted that BMX bikes, right? But then when he saw that the plight of that little rabbit, renunciation that he has, giving up what he really likes, you know, his pride possession, you know, and his desires and whatever, in return for his kindness to save this little rabbit. Loving kindness, that's what it is. So if you can see this, loving kindness needs to be have courage, you know, have renunciation, giving up, that is letting go, and then that is not just your old clothes that you're giving away, right, to the salvos. It's the best you have that you're giving away, right? So if Dev can do that when he was a little boy, he would be about 30, 40 now, but nearly 40, I suppose. If he can do that, why can't we do it to our families, to our children, to our partners, to our parents, you know, to our relatives, isn't it? And most of all, to ourselves. Why do we need to give to ourselves? There we are, you know, pushing around by this, mercilessly by this magician mind, natural mind that we have. We were blind, we can't see. And so we were pushed around and then, you know, abused and used and, you know, make us shed tears and, you know, hurt, heart beatings. Isn't it poor us? Look at ourselves, what we've been going through, isn't it? It's enough, you know. We don't want to be conned again. We don't want to be fooled again, you know. We know it's, you know, not, you know, illusions and delusions, isn't it? Because once you can really see what we're seeing is that natural mind is make us, you know, selfish, not wanting to give up, not wanting to renounce. We want to win, we want to gain all the time, you know. No compromise, no kindness, and then giving leeway to others, giving leeway to ourselves, you know. When we make mistakes, we just start sitting down and putting the wise mind into it, contemplating, why did I do that? Oh well, we can forgive ourselves because our mind state in that situation was like that. We were blind. And we were manipulated by this magician, isn't it? We can wash our hands off. That's why we did those things, isn't it? And we won't do it again. Buddha said, if you do something bad and you know it, don't do it again. But if you know you do something good, then do it again and again and again. That is Buddhist instruction. So that way we try to clean ourselves. We want to free ourselves from this magician mind. That's why we are meditating to see this mind, natural mind, not our mind. How the natural mind act and react. So in that way, our eyes start opening, start seeing, wisdom start coming. Whatever the magician press the button, we don't jump anymore. So again, the line is so fine. The line is so fine. So we have to practice this meditation, and it's got a lot of depth in it. Buddhism is a very intelligent religion. Only intelligent people can see this and understand this. Intelligent doesn't mean that you have to have a university degree. Intelligence as in life experience. So once you have this wisdom, in other words, then you start seeing things, because of these causes and conditions, moves this mind this way. And then when it moves the mind this way, I thought that was me, and I followed it. And then again, I got conned by this magician. No more. I'm opening my eyes now. I see it now. Stop, isn't it? I'm going to give loving kindness to myself and not associated with this, you know, wild and untamed magician of this mind. I'm letting that mind go. I'm living with wisdom from now on. So I offer this to you tonight. Hope you can make sense and use it in your daily life. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.